Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior Jesus the Christ. Amen. The Word of God that's the basis for our meditation this New Year's Eve is taken from Psalm 51, verses 1 through 9. Have mercy on me, O God, according to your steadfast love. According to your abundant mercy, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I know my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against you, you only, have I sinned and done what is evil in your sight, so that you may be justified in your words and blameless in your judgment. Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, you delight in truth in the inward being, and you teach me wisdom in the secret heart. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Let me hear joy and gladness. Let the bones that you have broken rejoice. Hide your face from my sins, and blot out all my iniquities. These are the words. In the name of Jesus the Christ, our deliverer in time past and our hope for the future, fellow redeemed in his precious blood. On New Year's Eve, we typically look back on the year that is drawing to a close. We make a point of remembering the events that have taken place since we've made a full circuit around the sun in our solar system. Maybe you've noticed that nearly every media outlet has reviewed the year already, ranking the events from the greatest to the most tragic. CNN, Time Magazine, The New Yorker, Reuters, The Washington Post, and even National Public Radio have taken it upon themselves to review for us the last 365 days. As you might expect, events like the death of Queen Elizabeth take center stage because of their historical significance. But after reading NPR's review, 50 Wonderful Things from 2022, I discovered that I am completely out of touch with pop culture, because I recognized only three of the 50 wonderful things that happened in the past year. While our society at large mourns the passing of entertainment personalities and sports heroes, those people really weren't a part of our lives. A little closer to home, we ask, how has time made changes in our little family here at Calvary? In the last year, we said goodbye for now to two Calvary family members, Robert Vidland, James Goodman. In the past year, we smiled as one of our own changed her name from Parent to Edmondson. Our families welcomed new grandchildren into this world, named Marigold and Brighton and Thomas and Wyatt. We watched our little ones get a little bit older. We watched our elderly become a little more feeble. In many ways, our world returned to normalcy after the COVID-19 pandemic finally moved on, kicking and screaming. We gathered for worship here at Calvary regularly throughout the year, and we resumed many of our usual celebrations. So for you, did anything stand out, separating 2022 from any other year? Was it for the most part, same old, same old? Let's take a few minutes this evening to soberly look back on the past year. Except let's do it through the prism of Psalm 51. And since this psalm is a penitential psalm, one calling upon us to confess our sins and to seek God's forgiveness, you can probably guess that we won't be wearing rose-colored glasses when we look back on the year 2022. Instead, we'll look at the past year as our Heavenly Father saw it, warts and all. We'll find that many things were unchanged. Same old, same old. And in some cases, that's a very, very good thing. As always, we ask that the Spirit of God would bless our worship this evening, and so we pray. Sanctify us by your truth, O Lord. Your word is truth. Amen. So let's back up all the way to New Year's Eve last year. On New Year's Eve 2021, we gathered here at 7 o'clock for worship. We meditated upon, I'm sure you all remember this, Luke 2, verse 21, which relates the naming of Jesus under the theme, "The Word of Salvation Begun." We confessed our sins. We celebrated the Lord's Supper, using the same supplement liturgy, by the way, that we're using tonight. There was a note in the bulletin about Robert Vidlin's funeral, which was planned for January the 7th, but because of the weather, was postponed until later in the year. We all went home, and when we woke up in the morning, it was 2022. I don't remember if I made any resolutions, and I surely don't remember if you did. So did anything change in your life by means of your New Year's resolutions last year? Did you resolve to lose weight or walk or stop eating after 7 o'clock? Did you try the newest diet? Did you resolve to refuse to be nasty to your spouse or family during the calendar year? If you did any of those things, how did it go? Did you turn over a new leaf and become a new and thoughtful person, or was it same old, same old? Well, it only lasted 2 days at the beginning of 2022. You probably don't remember this. I had to look back myself. I doubt you recall, but just 2 years after New Year's Eve, we gathered here again to confess our sins and to seek God's forgiveness. On January the 2nd, we celebrated the Lord's Supper again. We also prayed on that Sunday for Bonnie Reedy's thyroid cancer treatment. And a week later, we gathered again for worship publicly, and we again confessed our sins, seeking God's mercy in Christ. We did that more than 50 times throughout the year. So I guess we didn't suddenly stop being sinners or suddenly become good people in 2022, did we? It was same old, same old. We repeatedly sinned and then did the very same thing that David does here in Psalm 51. We ask God to have mercy on us and to cleanse us of our sin. Have mercy on me, O God, according to your steadfast love, according to your abundant mercy, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. There's one thing that didn't change in 2022 and will not in 2023, and no resolution is going to change it. We will continue to sin against one another and against our Creator God. God's law will continue to condemn us as worthy of eternal death. God's law leaves no way out for us. And all we can do is throw ourselves upon God's mercy and pray that He wipe away the record of our sins and wash our iniquities away. Because we have nothing to give to God in exchange for them. God's law is meant to show us that we are desperate and hopeless beggars who can only beg for God's forgiveness and bow our heads and await His answer. In 2022, God answered our cries for mercy, as He will every day in the coming years until He returns. But while the fact of our sins may be described as same old, same old, we should never look at God's mercy the same way. because it's new and it's undeserved every morning. You see, God doesn't have to be merciful, but He is because of His Son. On this New Year's Eve, we pray that God would, in the coming year, grant us the grace to daily see the gravity of our sins. And perhaps these words of Psalm 51 could be our guide. For I know my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against you, you only, have I sinned and done what is evil in your sight, so that you may be justified in your words and blameless in your judgment. It happened many times in my childhood. My brother Seth and I would play baseball in the backyard up against the house out on West Terrace. And it would frequently result in arguments. I'm sure that comes as a shock to you. He'd hit a lucky home run, and then he'd taunt me as he ran around the bases, and I'd become a sore loser, and I would chase him around the yard trying to pelt him with the ball. I was successful, often. Then my mother would tell me to say that I'm sorry. I didn't want to because I was angry. But I said the words she wanted me to say. It wasn't difficult for me to see that I had sinned against my brother in pelting him with the ball. It wasn't always so clear to me that in so doing, I was also sinning against God. After all, it's God who demands in the fifth commandment that I not hurt or harm my neighbor in his body. And yes, that includes even my brother. I hadn't only sinned against my brother, but against God. We all hurt one another in different ways. We don't only sin against one another, in so doing, we also sin against God. Whether it's a snide comment during choir practice or gossiping around the kitchen table, we sin against God. We may not think about it because we have history with family, but it's still sin. What's more, our excuses don't make it better. "I didn't mean it." That was one of my favorites. Doesn't take away the hurt. And it's not the same thing as saying, "I'm sorry I hurt you and sinned against God." But we act like it does. "I'm only human" is also simply an attempt to evade blame. It's really not all that far removed from saying, "It's God's fault. He made me this way." Being sorry you got caught isn't the same as being sorry that you sinned. And the fact that other people do the same thing and have done it to you, that doesn't cancel out your sin. Part of confessing our sins means confronting the fact that we have sinned against one another and against God. When we seek forgiveness, we seek it of one another and of God. For you see, we may be able to deceive ourselves, but we can't deceive Him. He knows what we do, He knows why we do it, and He knows our hearts when we do it. God, help us in the new year to be grieved that we have sinned against God. God, help us to understand the gravity of our sin, that only one is sufficient to condemn us to an eternity in hell. For you see, God is well pleased when we confess our sins, when we don't just say, "I made a mistake," but when we stand up, raise our hand and admit it and say, "I did it. God, be merciful to me. I sinned." The fact that I'm sinful by nature wasn't my decision. But the things that I do and the things that you do, that's on us. "Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, you delight in truth in the inward being, and you teach me wisdom in the secret heart. If there's one thing that we've learned in seeking out God's word throughout the year, it's that God expects truth of us. He would have us know the truth within us and then live according to it. He would have us speak the truth to one another and to show what's true and God-pleasing by our actions. But again, we can put on a show and fool one another, but we can't fool him. He's not fooled when we hold back certain sins because we plan to continue in them. He knows when we willfully do what we know to be wrong because we figure we can always get forgiveness later. True godly wisdom, taught by the Spirit of God, teaches us to be rid of sin and not entertain it as a house guest. True wisdom in 2023 is calling upon the Lord to cleanse us of sin and its consequences. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Let me hear joy and gladness. Let the bones that you have broken rejoice. Hide your face from my sins, and blot out all my iniquities. Hyssop is a familiar plant in Holy Scripture. It was a plant used like a paintbrush in the Passover festival to paint the blood of the Passover lamb on the doorposts and on the lintel, the header of their doors. God commanded that it also be used in the ritual cleansing of a leper after he had been healed, or those who had come in contact with a corpse. And maybe you remember that in preparation for his final words from the cross, the Roman soldiers soaked a sponge in white wine vinegar, and using this plant, hyssop, lifted it up to his lips for a final drink before his final words. Hyssop was often associated with cleansing as promised by God for leprosy and for uncleanness. But when the psalmist David prays that he be purged with hyssop and washed clean, his cleansing wasn't dependent upon this bushy plant at all, but entirely upon God, who alone can cleanse us of sin. We join David in the coming year to pray that God would cleanse us of sin and erase our record, blot them forever from the memory of God. For while we will continue to sin in 2023, same old, same old, we also believe that God will continue to have mercy upon us and cleanse us of our sins by faith in Christ Jesus. And by faith, we know that he will take away the sorrow and pain that we feel over our sin and wipe them away. For while on the one hand, the law of God leads us to be pessimistic about the coming year, the gospel of Christ, the good news, leads us to be optimistic as we enter joyfully into another year of God's grace. We confess that in the past we have been guilty of sin and deserve punishment. But we also rejoice in the coming year that God cleanses us of sin through the spilled blood of Jesus. In Christ, it will indeed be a happy new year. Amen. And the peace of God, which far surpasses our human understanding, will keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen.